Welcome back to Instant Anime.
Just Add Music.
I'm Sarah.
I'm Jimmy.
Thanks for joining us. First time listening, welcome. This is a podcast where Jimmy and I listen to a song and make an anime for it. Mm-hmm. Today's song is Massive Passive by La La Larks. This was a suggestion from Stark. Oh, it rhymes.
La La Larks, suggestion from Stark.
La La Starks. Thanks. Thank you for the suggestion.
Thank you, Stark.
We have listened to this song and went, if this were the theme song for an anime, what anime would that be? We then instantly, in 5 minutes, as most tasty things are, wrote down our ideas, and now we're going to share them with each other and combine them into a mega anime. Right here, right now. Then we title the whole thing, put ourselves in it, and I think that's about it. We suggest that you also listen to the song if you're feeling up to it. Massive Passive by La La Larks from Stark. That's not part of it, but it is from Stark.
I Googled.
The Stark thing really threw me off. But encourage you, if you want to hear what we were hearing, getting in the brain waves, vibe, whatever you want to call it. You know what we're doing that way.
Yes.
But I think that's, did I cover all the bases?
Yes. Not only do we title the anime, but the title of the episode that you're currently listening to is the title of said anime. So you, dear listener, have foreknowledge of how this whole thing turns out.
Mm-hmm.
Which is fun.
Fingers crossed.
For you.
Let's hope.
Yeah.
Well, then should I?
Let's do it.
So I have a little bit of an unorthodox thing.
Oh.
I came up with a title like first thing.
First?
Yes.
It's been a while.
But like I got half an idea and I was like, this is what it's called.
Okay.
So I don't know. You want to end with the title though?
Just however you want to present it to me.
Okay.
This
I wrote it at the top, but oh, thank you. Welcome.
Section.
One and all. Oh, okay. So let's begin, shall we? Then it's your turn and then we share.
Yes.
Now that you're old enough to work in the family stationery shop, as well as practice writing in your free time, your grandmother has given you a family heirloom, a pen. Dun, da, 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 da.
Thanks, Grandma.
But as you fail to see the appeal of the handwritten word in favor of your beloved typewriter, grandmother says you're wasting your potential. Because it turns out your family is the protector of the written word, and has been for as long as people Ooh. Have been recording things. The start of the song with the wild strings, I totally saw someone in the stationery shop, like, levitating and having all the pens and pencils come with them and, like, point and then fly like arrows.
That's fun.
And I wasn't sure if that's going to be Grandma, like, what Grandma can do, or if that was some foe that was being fought. But the magic pen also turns into a sword, and that beloved typewriter into a big tank-like gun. All of that's exciting, but basically the story is the protagonist is tasked with fighting misinformation and writers that produce misinformation, and I'm picturing some big bad that's, you know, like controlling the misinformation.
Right. So instead of the pen is mightier than the sword, it's
that's my title.
The pen is the sword?
The pen is mightier than the sword. You figured it out.
But you said the pen is a sword.
Why not the one and the same? They haven't always needed to use the sword part of it. Sometimes the pen's enough.
Okay. I like it.
I got such a strong visual.
Yeah, that's cool.
During that first wild
It's
string.
Very evocative, and I got a different visual.
But equally strong?
Equally. Well, I'll have to share my idea first, but okay. I do like yours.
Thanks.
It's really good.
Thanks.
And there is, I'm seeing possible.
You seeing a tie?
Possible tie to mine. Just because we have something in common.
We live together?
And no, the ideas have something
in common. Sorry.
I will share my idea now if that's what you would like.
Yeah, unless you have any further questions.
No, that's good. I guessed your title, so.
I did. Let me just.
Kudos to me.
Show it right there.
Oh, yeah, you did it. It's the first line.
It is, yeah.
Look at you. Well.
Lay it on me, man.
Pen is mightier than sword, but here's.
But here's something else.
Here's where I have blocked all your amazing riposts.
Uh-oh.
With, no, I don't. I'm just saying mine isn't as good. Possibly. Oh. Here we go. Fleets of spaceships have left the planet in search of a mysterious signal for as long as you can remember. And so just first right off the bat, mysterious signal, form of communication, pen, writing, form of communication.
I gotcha.
A little tie.
I gotcha.
Putting a bow on that. The bulk of the planet's resources are used to build spaceships for interstellar travel. No colony ships or any other form of transport have ever returned, or those few that have returned are not allowed to share what they have found in the depths of space. Young space engineers find themselves on a dying planet, crunched for time to escape in search for the mysterious signal. They know they'll never return, and if they did, what hope would they have to survive with their dwindling resources? That is, until a rogue group is found that not only believes the signal is generated deeper in their own planet than ever mined, but also have proof that said signal is reflected out into space from deep within their own planet's core.
Oh, damn.
Now, it's a race to the center of the planet to find the signal before all of the life-giving minerals are taken from the world, and it is left to crumble with its population out amongst the stars searching for the secrets within.
Whoa.
Bum, 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 bum.
Wow.
There we go.
So it's Journey to the Center of the Earth.
Yes.
Cool. You need a pen?
Yes.
Wink.
It's been written before, but this time they weren't going to the center of the Earth to find the secret. They didn't know that the secret was there. And then they're like, oh, well, now we have to go to the center.
Okay.
But yeah, okay. That is my idea. And I did my initial thing before I shared my idea with you was that you have a form of communication and I have like a signal.
Yes.
That would have.
Also communication.
Yes. That I don't have any other tie. I think we'll combine them together in this stage.
To make a mega anime.
And that will happen now.
Yeah. And go.
How do you want to combine spaceship signal reflection, dying Earth with Pen is Mightier Than the Sword?
Thank you for respecting the title that I took.
The title's very good.
Thank you, thank you.
Almost inaccurate, though. Because the pen is the sword.
That's why it's mightier than the sword, because it is the sword.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, I'm going with that.
The sword is a pen, and it's mighty.
I think another tie, sort of. I don't know if it's going to help anything.
Sort of?
Damn it.
Because it's a sword?
Damn it. Sort of would be that yours has lies.
Ah, yes.
And mine, yes. And my last scribbled line is like, oh, by the way, fighting misinformation. Okay, bye. So we have...
We do have a tie than just a form of communication. We have people going out in search of things that are patently untrue.
So I'm thinking, I'm not entirely sure. Maybe they're in space, but maybe they're writing. In any case, I propose that the main characters are in fact part of a like information keeping truths true, whatever.
Sure.
Like in mine. However, they've been in hiding because they've been persecuted in the past.
Okay.
And now they're running out of time on the planet.
Yes.
And
because of the upwelling of so much misinformation.
Exactly.
And lies.
And so someone in the family finally says something, steps forward. Maybe grandma tells the protagonist, hey, this is what's up.
Right.
But the truth of it coming from inside the planet is the truth that they've been hiding until it's... They can't hide it anymore because we're running out of time.
Right, right, right.
So that's kind of my thought.
Ooh, yeah. That adds a layer to it, too.
They've been sent out, wink, wink, to find things, but really they'd been sent away because they had the information. And so the remaining family members or friends, maybe it was passed from family to another, couldn't say anything for fear of also being sent out and not returning. They were noble. They looked for the signal. They're our heroes.
Yes.
They were sent away. They knew too much.
That was propaganda.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So that's kind of my thought.
I like that a lot, actually, because it does add, there's like a scene that I'm already seeing now.
Ooh,
where the elder, the grandma, is bringing this information to these young people who are, you know, onto something about it, technically.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sort of the whole thing where is hiding the truth as bad as lying about it?
Yeah.
Right?
And maybe it was fine when, you know, kind of. Yeah. Because they didn't want to be killed.
Well, it's been a shared secret for so long.
But they can't anymore because this is their last chance.
Yes. Ooh, I like the idea that each time that the secret has been brought out as sort of a, you know, it's brought down as a conspiracy or whatever. Mm-hmm. And they're sent away to go, quote unquote, search for it. But really, they're just
exiled.
Yeah. They're exiled from their planet. So I like the idea that every time that they have done that exile,
mm-hmm.
is they're reaching that planet ending stage again. And so okay. It's like,
so they've moved planets multiple times.
It's either that or it's like they've recovered because enough people knew that like they had to send enough population away to sort of like restart.
Oh, wow.
Okay. In some way, not technologically, but just like
sustainability wise
information. Yeah. Sustainable.
Because
they're like, oh, we've reached the point. Like that's the propaganda side is they're like, we reached the point in our planet's life cycle where we have to send away half the population.
Wow.
You know, something like that.
Yeah.
And it's like a new start for them amongst the stars. But really, they're sending everyone to die because mm-hmm. there's no hospitable planets or that they found or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But then another part of the propaganda would be to, like in mine, anybody who has returned is held or, you know, refused access to public channels and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like mine's already in there where anyone that has been exiled and comes back is treated as if they're a criminal at this point.
Definitely.
Yeah. So that's kind of built into my idea already. I like that.
I'm going to give a small Interstellar spoiler reference here.
Okay.
So, warning.
It's an old movie now.
What if we pull a Matt Damon? And so they heard a signal and they sent someone and they thought it was going to be good, but it failed. And they realized like, oh no, this isn't going to work out, but we need to save face.
Gotcha. So it's like a collection of Matt Damons that are like, they found the other planet. That's the one to go to.
Mm-hmm.
And every time they send them to the new colony, but really it's a frozen dead world.
Yeah. Like the new colony didn't make it.
Yeah.
So
I like that because that is very nefarious for mm-hmm. the propaganda pushers.
It's almost like a fallout shelter sort of situation.
Yeah, they're like,
this is the answer.
Yes. So it is a and that's why it keeps happening
mm-hmm.
is because they have not actually solved the problem or found a new colony.
Oh, what if the signals are supposed to be coming from that colony, but they aren't because the colony's no good.
Yes.
And so it's been coming from inside the house.
Yeah. No, I like that a lot. It gives it the weight of their lies
mm-hmm.
being just the worst.
And the pride that would, I mean, can you 100%. Imagine?
The being sent away is, if you're part of a family, you're not even possibly in the know of the falsity that you're being sent away on
mm-hmm.
if half the population or, you know, a huge portion of the population is sent away
mm-hmm.
in order to change the planet enough to have it livable for 10 to 15 more years, you know, something like that.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Ooh, yeah. The amount of time between each trip is the quote unquote amount of time it takes to get to the colony.
Yes.
So
they're and maybe like, there's like a wormhole or something, you know, and that's why you can't communicate with them.
Yeah, they're very far away, but there is a like
they send us this
spaceport.
Signal,
yeah,
and so we know they're okay.
Yeah,
wink. But actually,
yeah,
you can't ever speak to them again.
Yeah,
unless you want to go with them, or get on the next ship.
Yes,
but in the meantime, you can't.
And so, I'm liking the idea of this society that has pride and generations upon generations of people who are like, my father's father went to the colony. Maybe they never came back, but at least I know that they're off continuing our legacy out and amongst the stars.
And like the original people saying, well, it didn't work, but we can't tell anybody that because of their pride.
Yeah. So they doubled down
mm-hmm.
on it being like the thing you want to do when you grow up is
you wanna
leave
go.
The planet. Yeah.
You wanna,
ooh, that's deep. I hate that. That's
the mainstream.
That's evil.
And then we have the Keeper of the Truth.
Yes.
Doesn't necessarily have to be a pen, but, you know, some form of recorded truth. I guess it could just be storytelling, even. Doesn't have to be written down.
Yeah, could be a verbal.
Yeah.
Orator.
But we have that.
I like the pen, though. The pen idea is, I think you could tie it to...
Do you still want it to turn into a weapon?
I don't know if it needs the magical aspect of it
now. I don't think so. I think that can go.
But I like the idea of it being still a more powerful weapon than they possess.
Maybe, this might be weird, but maybe it has some sort of transmitter thing that can lead you to the center of the Earth, where it's actually emanating from.
Yeah, maybe it's, I don't know, there's a certain thing in...
It's an old enough technology that you can track this old... This weird thing.
Well, yeah, because ink is like a weird thing, right? Not necessarily.
Go on.
Well, it's like, I don't know all inks, but it's like there is a finite amount of inks in the world.
Okay.
Right? It is like any other resource.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this is far enough in the future where there is no actual use for an ink pen anymore, mm-hmm. of course.
Yeah.
I think it would even make sense if it was even graphite or some mineral, right?
Okay.
And so then it would have a charge or mm-hmm. some sort of polarity that is linking it to this false signal.
That sounds good.
Yeah. And so it's not like our museum episode where it's like pointing it to them, but the fact that the thing within these pens, within these pencils, within these writing utensils
mm-hmm.
is intrinsically linked to the planet's core,
mm-hmm.
like iron or
because
whatever.
It was like forged from it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's not that it physically points to it, but the fact that there is some sort of traceable, you know, like carbon dating or whatever.
Yeah.
That you can trace back a certain thing to a certain place,
mm-hmm.
not only in time, but then in this instance, it would be like physically
mm-hmm.
to the core of the Earth where people have been, but there's no stories of people being there. And then everyone's like, well, this raises a lot of questions. And now these questions lead to the truth.
You won. You get to go away.
Exactly. I think that's
the
thing.
Jump to the front of the line.
It's something that people don't research because it's not interesting to a lot of people, but
mm-hmm.
because it is easy to pick up a pen, easy to write something, but it is suppressed in terms of actual knowledge sharing, it's kept in these smaller groups, and then that's how the story, the truth,
mm-hmm.
is kept on through these generations.
But now we can't. Even if we sent away the population, like, the planet can't recover.
This is finally, like, the end-all stage.
So, then do we want an actual colony outside of the fake one to be thriving somewhere?
It makes sense.
I think so, too.
Where, like, you know, they're all put on these transport ships that are, or they're cryogenic, you know,
mm-hmm.
they're put on a thing where they can't control where they're going.
Right.
But as soon as they're there, if there's somebody smart enough to hack it, get control, actually go somewhere where they can live,
mm-hmm.
then there's a finite percentage of people that will survive.
Yeah.
And they've put markers on the dead planet that tells people where to go if they've made it that far. Something like that.
Okay.
But it's too far in space where they can't transmit that back.
Slightly less nefarious. Everyone on the ship has been sent frozen.
Mm-hmm.
And never unthawed.
Oh, so they're just there.
They're just chilling.
Preserved.
Chilling. And the thought was they get there and they get unfrozen because they're brought onto the planet by the people that live there, work there. But that step never happened.
Right.
So everybody's just chilling, which would be weird to meet your, like, great-great grandparent at an age
as
similar to your own.
As long as life's, you know, life support stays active.
I'm sure we're going to have to lose a few people for dramatic effect, but maybe a lot of them are still alive. They're just frozen. And so someone can somehow figure out a way to get them from the dead planet to somewhere else. And that's how we can have our happy ending.
I like that. Yeah.
Yay.
Because there has to be a full takedown of the system that is perpetuating the lies.
Yes.
and then the truth leads them eventually, because they stop this false signaling and false news, mm-hmm. essentially, from their own planet, and are able to double down on it. Like, it's been long enough, they're just like, oh, we figured it out. Like, we don't have to go there. We can mm-hmm. go to a planet that we have located. That's a few star systems past that, but
we built the technology to travel that distance safely.
Yeah.
That was not available for you.
Yes. My space planet. Engineers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So.
I like it.
Cool. Me too.
Yeah. Because I like the idea that their knowledge of deep space becomes so intrinsic to who they are, because that's what they're grown up to be. They're right. studying how to get into space mm-hmm. to live and thrive in different colonies.
Mm-hmm.
But
here are the colonies we already have, but you can help make them better.
Yes. And that's the lie that so easily you're like, well, of course there's no problem with our planet.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we just go to the other planets because there's so many people. Like, it makes sense.
Yeah.
We're honored to do this.
How else would they get the new technology that we've created? We have to go give it to them because we can't
communicate. Yeah, it's like they're not developing it here. They're just agrarian societies living off the land.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like that. I like that they go so far into the engineering of spacecraft and traveling through space that they're like, oh, well, wait, what if the problem was on our own planet in the first place? And then they're like, oh. And that's like how it. Essentially, not in that exact way, but
mm-hmm.
you get it.
So they find out that it's a lie.
Yes.
Then they realize not only is it all a lie, but all of the signals have been coming from the center of the planet, which is connected to their writing utensil.
Yes.
And then they start dismantling it and they travel to find good things, or do the people on the other end that have been building the real place that no one knows about, do they make contact?
It's that or what we had discussed before, where they go and they find all of their frozen generations and they pick them up.
Here we go.
They pick them up and they go to a livable colony.
But how do they know about that one?
They're smart enough. They figured it out.
Oh, okay.
Like every... all of their math points to where the current colony is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's another thing probably is they're smart enough that all the math says this colony cannot survive. And they're like, but the perpetual lie is saying, well, all math points to our planet being inhospitable.
Mm-hmm.
And yet here we are. So
what do I know?
Yeah. So it's like very easy to just accept that.
Yeah.
Because even in reality, we're like, how is this possible?
Don't know.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So makes sense.
Yeah.
And I think that it's easy enough to perpetuate, and they don't even really try. They just get to send people away, and it's even like a sort of utopian society.
Oh, 100%.
Where they're like, well, the whole world is together to build ships for the year, you know,
mm-hmm.
for the annual or however frequent
mm-hmm.
trips to away, right?
Yeah.
And so, like, there's no wars or anything. Everyone just works in harmony and goes somewhere else.
Exactly.
Yeah. I like that.
And not if that you, everyone. If you're the hero, why would you ever question that? That's your role. You're
everyone is the hero. Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ooh. Ooh.
I think. If you're at the title phase, I think we're at the title phase, yeah. I have a feeling the pen is mightier than the sword. No longer fits.
Not exactly. It's a good vibe, though.
Yeah, I think that makes sense with the whole, you know, having the lie and the truth and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Then, space words? What are we? Words.
Words of space. Words of space.
One's a space word.
Sure.
One's a... lies word?
Sure.
Oh, all right. You want to do a space word first or a lies word first?
I'll start with space.
I'll do a lies word. 3, 2, 1, truth.
Habitable.
Habitable.
Habitable truth.
A habitable truth.
Switch.
Yes. 3, 2, 1, rocket.
Myth. Habitable myth.
That's fun.
Thinking back to the whole hero thing, what about heroes of the second colony or something like that? Or heroes from the home colony, I guess, but I like the idea.
I like this. It makes less sense, but I do like heroes of the second colony.
I like that better, too.
And I think that would just be what you're called if you're going there.
Yeah. And we talked about how the pride and how you're seen as everyone's a hero.
Yeah.
So you're a hero here or you're a hero of the second colony.
Yes. It's like, no matter what, you're a hero in our eyes. Mm-hmm. But those that are make the truest sacrifice. And they so blatantly call it that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's like, to leave your home, to live on the second colony. Oh.
What a true hero.
It is the life of a hero. Yes. That's good.
Do you like it?
Yes. Heroes of the second colony?
The heroes or just heroes?
I think heroes.
Cool.
Who would you want to be in Heroes of the Second Colony?
I see what you've done.
Thank you.
Lovely. I'll go on a ship.
I think I'm in a propaganda video.
Hmm.
Like.
They get you.
And then I went on a ship.
Okay.
Because I did my part.
Okay.
I was like.
Should we be in it together or?
We're like, we're going on a colony to raise a family together.
Yay. No, I think that's perfect.
And then...
we're joining the colony for new opportunities for our family.
Exactly. It's a double cameo where we get our little bit line. Mm-hmm. And then at the end when you see all the frozen... ooh, that would be good. I'm seeing this shot now. Yeah. I don't know what episode, but it sends a probe or... I don't know. Either way, the show lets you know.
Mm-hmm.
It goes inside one of the colony ships and you see everyone frozen and you see us like holding hands in a cryo tube or something.
So sad.
Yes.
We're going to make everyone sad.
But we don't have a line at that part.
No, we're frozen.
But if you're a keen watcher, you've seen those characters before.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Wait, maybe we're going to start a family on the new colony. No, they're frozen. It's perfect.
It's really good. Right?
Yeah.
Not to toot my own horn, but it's really good.
But I mean, I feel like if Lee Pace wants to be...
he's a good space guy.
I mean...
he was really good in...
Foundation.
Foundation.
Is it Foundations?
No, it's just Foundation.
Just one? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Isaac Asimov.
Foundation. Yeah. Yeah. There we go.
Yeah.
That was a confusing romp. But...
it was fun, though.
No, he was good. Is he the bad guy? Is he like the leader of the bad?
I know, I hate to do it to him, but
he's got
I also love to do it to him because he's very good at it.
It's up to you, of course.
I would of course put him in the
whatever you want.
And it's not that he's typecast; he is very good at it, though.
Mm-hmm.
He could also be a hero. He could.
Would be a smaller part, which might be more convenient for him.
Yes, because they can't be in the show that much.
No.
If anything, it's the visage.
Yes.
Of them. Because then you have few speaking lines, but a lot of visual.
A lot of screen time.
Yes, a lot of screen time, but not a lot of...
a lot of eyebrows. Perfect.
Not a lot of lines.
Not a lot of lawbreakers out here.
Not that he would be bad at the lines. It's more that you have to pay him for the lines.
Yeah, yeah. That's really for us.
Yes.
Perfect.
Again, we do not produce these shows in any way, but you got to think of budgeting at the base level.
I mean, we want a tiny bit of a blueprint if there's interest.
Unless we have an unlimited budget.
That'll be the day.
Yes. Instead of limited.
none. Yeah. But we're in it. Lee Pace is in it.
That's good. Enough for me.
Me too.
And that's good enough for the episode of Instant Anime.
Just Add Music.
I'm Jimmy.
I'm Sarah.
Thank you for listening so much. What a blast this episode was.
Right into space.
Right into space. Right into the frozen colony.
Well, at least we're together.
Ooh, I got it. I got it, though. Last thing. I did say frozen colony. You went Matt Damon. It makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
If life support fails, the colony is so inhospitable, it does not matter.
Oh, you're cold frozen anyhow.
Yes.
Okay.
There you go. So if you leave the cryotube, there's no breathable air or something like that. I don't know.
That'd be a big oversight.
Yeah.
Really,
I think that's
oversight.
The thing. Yeah.
Okay.
It's like maybe at one point there was an atmosphere and then it froze.
Goodbye.
Yeah. How bad? It's Ice Ball Planet now. Yeah.
Cool.
It's Pluto.
Great for playing curling. Do you play curling?
Do you go curling?
Great for curling. I don't think you need a verb. I think it is the verb.
That's me, yeah. With a little
curling.
Broom. What is it? Is it a broom?
Yeah.
A brush?
It's a little brushy thingy. A little brushy broom. No, they're totally like standing when they do it. They're not like, it's not a tiny brush. It's on a stick. I think that makes it a broom.
Oh, yeah. But you can put a brush on a big broom. And it's a broom.
No, it's just, okay.
It's a brush style broom. Enough about curling and playing curling or going curling.
Which is not even going to be in the anime, but you know.
Who knows? Maybe they're watching it.
It's terrible.
That does it for this episode. If you want to follow us on social media, the only one we have is Twitter at Instant Anime Pod, where we post GIFs teasing upcoming episodes. Otherwise, the episodes are posted automatically by our feed. And the pinned tweet is the suggestion form, so you can be like Stark and suggest your favorite song that you would like to see be the next hit anime.
Absolutely.
Just like this one.
Absolutely. Thank you again.
Heroes of the Second Colony. Thank you, Stark.
Thank you.
It's a good song. It's mm-hmm. good anime. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, can we say that?
Yes.
I feel good about this one.
Yes.
Cool.
Yes. That's all I have for that one. Other than the Twitter, we have a website.
Yes, we do, and you can find it at instantannie.may. Go check it out. It's where we host, so all of our episodes have clickable links in the descriptions, so you can easily find those, fingers crossed, music videos. But if nothing else, the sidebar is full of podcatchers, and the suggestion form is there, too. It's just a Google form, so you just put in the song, and if you want a shout-out, your name, and that's it.
And that's
then
it.
Then it gets animified.
That's what we do to it. Mm. We animify.
Absolutely.
For your ears.
Yep.
And your mind's eye.
There you go.
Third eye.
Lemons for everyone.
There you go. But yeah, that does it. Last thing would be if you have the time to leave a review on your favorite podcatcher, we'd love to see it. See what you think of the show. Give us a star rating or write some words. I don't know. Pen is mightier than sword, as they say. Don't attack us with swords, please.
Yeah, that was not an invitation.
No. But that's going to do it for this week, and we'll see you again for the next episode, which will be in October.
Ooh, did it just get cold in here?
I just felt a chill down my spine.
It's a little spooky.
A little spooky. Things may be brewing.
And
you'll want to chomp into candy.
Goodbye.
Okay,